Bet a lot of pussy niggas wanna murder Bryson. Boulevard, Marin Lago, and a Maserati. Booby black gunner and mini still a catch a body. And if you fuck around with Razor, bitch, I'm out my body. Sideways, Coupe out my body. Whole click pull up in vets, bitch, we out our body. And you ever disrespect it, then it's kamikaze.
Self-made.
I just be with me a shooter like I'm John Gotti.
Get your hands out, you talking to me. What you know good, Tiger Lee? Ah, I feel like John Gotti, son of a bitch. Yeah, I'm Dave. Fuck, I'm fucking crunk now for some reason. I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm here with a weed raking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo! Baby, boo, what it do?
What up?
Okay. Okay. Alright, and oh yeah, by the way, I didn't announce the last time. We're reporting live from the greatest village in the world, Mauclaw, Louisiana. And report to you live from Denver, Colorado. It is Tayfo Nobure. What it do?
Ooh, Dave. Oh. Energized. Oh. Energized. I love it.
Oh, fuck
I
yeah.
I like it.
I am pumped. And ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God.
Coming off the close win. Gotta love it.
Oh, hell yeah. Another close win. I just keep on winning, bub. Five in a row. Like, I'm on a five-game win streak, and I am loving it. They're my biggest win streak ever in Tiger. Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we have ourselves a special guest tonight. Reporting to you live from Colorado, he is your defending champion, Trey Pure! Trey, what it is?
Crickets.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got an announcement. Trey Poire has his tampon stuck in his vagina. It's lodged in there pretty deep. He cannot get it out. So, ladies and gentlemen, your defending champ will not be with us tonight.
A bitch.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that dildo they threw on the field? That was actually his.
Yeah, that was his. That was his dick.
He's
pulling the He sold it on eBay just for that game.
Man, Trey, you a hoe.
PSA, Trey is the worst champion.
Ever.
Not just in Tiger League, like in anything. Like in soccer, chess club, I don't know, tic-tac-toe Olympics. I don't know. But he would be the worst champ ever.
Yeah, unless I see him naked.
Oh, man. Yeah, why would you take a picture naked to brag once a year and a half later and then, you know what, Trey, I hope you have a nightmare tonight. And I hope it's so bad that you pee your clothes. And, yeah, fuck you. You're a piece of shit champion and a piece of shit friend from the heart. Okay.
Oh,
low blow.
You just shat all on the village tonight of Marksville, Mauclaw.
Mauclaw is disgrace. Oh, yeah. Quick announcement.
What you got, Taylor?
Hold on.
No, sorry. So, Mauclaw is a village? I thought it was a township.
Nah, we're putting it as a village now.
Village sounds a lot more cooler. Like, it's not big, but it's not small. It's a little bigger than small. Like, we're a village, you know? I'm not from Mauclaw, personally. I'm from Beldo, where the kings are born. But, you know, whatever. You know? Yeah, Mauclaw sucks pretty much
tonight?
Until I'm here.
I'm going to the village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What village is that? Mauclaw, Louisiana. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Quick, another PSA, like a real shit, though. Trade deadline. I'm not in this group text, so I have no idea what the group text is, because y'all completely just put me out of it. Like, I'm not allowed in that group text. But trade deadline was not today. Check your apps or your computers or whatever. It's actually November 1st by 12 or 11.
It's 12 Eastern.
11
anybody
Pacific.
Anybody out there that's on the East Coast?
It's 11 Pacific. All right? 11 Pacific time. So November 1st, 11 Pacific, is our time.
Central, but that's good.
Yeah, you say tomato, I say potato. I forgot what another announcement was.
And I fuck.
Oh, yeah. Hey, bitches, pay y'all dues, dudes. Oh, yeah. Dudes and gents and bitches. No, for real, though, ladies and gentlemen, dues need to be paid by the end of 2019, please. I need the dues paid so when I win the championship, I can buy a championship belt.
So you're not winning until 2019?
Yes. I'm going to win it in 2018, but in 2019, I'm going to go streaking with a belt around my waist after I win it. But yeah, do that. Pay your money because y'all slacking on y'all macking. All righty. It's time for Taylor's. Oh, no. What was the... we'll talk about it later. It's time for Taylor's side of the story. We'll talk about it later.
So, that's what I'm going to say. You see, Tiger, same thing with Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's going to Dallas, right? Oh, he's going to be much better. He's Dak's way better or whatever. Trade him. Amari's got to absorb the playbook. I'm going to ask you a question, Tiger. Name one wide receiver that has been great after they've been traded midseason. It takes time to learn where the quarterback puts the ball, to learn the route, to learn the nuances, to learn the audibles, to learn the practice. The practice is different from team to team. So, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you can be ahead. Trade deadline just passed. Some people's values are not going to be higher. People that have been traded, somebody like Cortland Sutton, somebody like Marvin Jones, their value goes through the roof because they just instantly get more targets. No extra work needed. All right? And I also want to add before I go, Tiger, if we're not going full auction, Doty, I'm taking my vote back. Just putting that out there, Doty, I am taking my vote back. All right, Tiger, that's it for Taylor Story Time. I hope you learned something. Let's get back to the show.
But by chance, full auction, what do you mean? Like full auction draft or full auction fast?
Full auction draft. Draft and fast. That's what...
Yeah, you gotta do both or do none.
Yeah.
I respect that. That's why we have a whole nother league where we do both. Right. That's exactly. Doty's league. So, yeah, Doty, suck it, bro. Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's not doing good in that one either.
Yeah.
Exactly. RIP to my teams is what he said today. Well, RIP to my teams. Plural.
Oh, yeah, his teams are done.
I like how Doty texted me 3 weeks ago and told me my team was done. But he's only one game ahead of me. in third to last place. So, yeah, Doty, fuck you. You suck in all formats of fantasy. Yeah, well, that was fun. Let's get on to week 9 preview. Unless y'all have any other words from our sponsors.
Juno's Cajun Meats, 3-for-1 Boudin Balls, still Sunday.
Nice. And by the way, we are sponsored, proudly sponsored by Ivy's Auto Farm and Supplies. Steel has a sale right now, half off any product, steel product. Come to Ivy's, come correct. Lawn good.
That's spelled STEELE.
Yeah.
Bring the crowd and I'm loud and living color. It is Sweezy fucking baby. Got these rappers in my stomach. Tell me, I'm taking it. I ain't asking them for nothing. If you sell a million records, we could battle for your money. I'd rather count $100,000 on a Sunday. Watch a football game and bet it all on one play. Still stopping.
Ooh, I come to suck your blood. Wow, that sounds like a horrible, cool-ass dragon.
My brother! You gonna let me soak that blood?
Hey, bro! Let me get some of that blood, bro! yeah. It's Halloween, people. Be scared! Oh, I got you. Might have got you. I don't know. Got
him. Be frightened.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Yeah, week 9 review. Bro, preview. Preview! There's bees in his reeds, cuz. I can't keep up. Ow, let's go. Matchup. Numero uno. We'll fork on the first date against Ha-Ha. Fuck you, Johnny, who just took a... Oh, no, it's Trey, but fuck you, Johnny. This bid against Johnny.
The neighbor showdown.
The neighbors are going to show down on Sunday. Yeah, it's the neighbor battle. Battle for the yard. Battle for the pit.
My dog, his trash. I love it.
You're not the only one, Bubba. yeah. What you think? It's your game. What you want? You going to text message or what?
Oh, I forgot to turn it on silent when I was bitching out Trey for being a puss.
Yeah, Trey, you bitch. Yeah, what you got, Ben? How were you feeling against this matchup when you're BIPOC?
That's exactly it. If you see, I'm going to show you, Dave. No cameras right here. This is all Johnny stuff I wrote. That's what I wrote for my team.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. That's it. I don't have nothing, man. I'm out of juice right now.
It's your bye week.
Yeah, it's my bye week. I'm off this week, actually.
Well, you picked a bad week to go into bye week, Bubba.
Yeah, buddy.
But you're not out of it.
I mean, now that it is Wednesday, we're recording, and I have my quarterback now, I might get some points with him. Ha-ha. Think about that.
Johnny has a bunch of great matchups from top to bottom. But, I mean, like, you got players, though.
Hey, man, I'm hoping for a repeat of last year. Me and Johnny went to the Saints game last year together. We playing each other the same week. First fucking series, Aaron Rodgers breaks his collarbone. He's out. And I beat Johnny that game by just a few points because Aaron Rodgers went out. And I'm hoping for the same. I'm sorry. I hate to say that. No, that's about the only way I can win this one. Johnny should destroy me. It's just I have no chance, man. Hopkins in Denver, Hopkins is going to eat. It's Hopkins.
You don't think Sutton has a breakout performance with DT gone?
I mean, I need a lot more than that. But, yeah, I mean, it could possibly happen, but, yeah. Okay, but,
Taylor, any insight?
McCaffrey against Tampa. McCaffrey is going to tear up Tampa, I have a feeling, but who knows?
Yeah. What you think,
Taylor? Well, this whole team is on a bye, so, yeah. I mean, it's pretty tough. He got hit hard by the Binado. Just the slab was left after the Binado hit his crib.
Yes.
Cortland.
So for just a $1 a month, y'all can pay back to my feet of what's damaged right now.
For a penny a week, you can feed this poor
child. In the arms of an angel.
Yeah, go ahead, Taylor. My bad, man. We climbed on the side.
Cortland Sutton. Everybody assumes Cortland Sutton is going to take a huge boost. And he may see an increase in targets, but that offense is just not successful. The play calling is not good. Case Keenum has not been good.
Emmanuel
you know,
Sanders. Yeah. Yeah. Corey Davis at Dallas.
Listen, I kept Corey Davis this long and Derrick Henry.
It's gotta
this
be
is gonna
week.
Be the week, man. They gonna put it on Johnny. Corey Davis and Derrick Henry against the Cowboys on Monday night. I highly doubt it in Dallas.
So you're picking yourself for the week?
Oh no, absolutely not.
Okay, Taylor. Taylor, dude, who do you have, Ben or Johnny?
Well, I will never pick Johnny again.
Yeah,
he let me down.
Oh yeah, you picked not Johnny last week.
What?
Didn't you pick not Johnny last week?
Yeah.
I picked not Johnny.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I picked not Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. So it's gonna be not Ben this week?
This week, no. This week Ben, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going Ben. I think that something's gonna happen with his lineup. I'm going Ben this week. Call it a gut feeling.
You know what?
Oh, man, y'all jinxing me. Now you gotta pick Johnny. What are y'all doing?
You just persuaded me. I have a gut feeling or a nut feeling.
Y'all are some pieces of shit.
Or a butt feeling. I got like three feelings right now. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if I'm going to fart, bust a nut, or throw up. But I'm going to go with Ben. Johnny is on a losing streak right now. And I believe Ben is just going to somehow miraculously win. No stats or no football knowledge involved at all. Ben, I pick you. You're going to win against Johnny.
Well, y'all just jinxed me because as long as we pick Johnny, Johnny loses. But, all right, well, I'm going to go for myself too then. Fuck it. That's all I'm going for. Ben across the board. Fuck you, Johnny.
Swept it under the rug. All
right. Second game. It is I, the Marksville Motorboater. Tennis. And against Doty's long name that nobody cares about. against Doty, one of the worst fantasy football players ever known to man. Unfortunately, I'm going to lose this week. But, I got a few buys to worry about. Not really. I got Hilton. That's on the bye. But, go ahead, man. I got a poor drink. Go ahead and tell me what you think so I can drink and
Cam Newtown against fucking Tampa Bay. That's, yep. AP against Baltimore, he only had 4 touchdowns in the last 16 games against him, so the touchdown streak might slow down. We're going to see. I mean, it's division, bro. You know how them games are.
No doubt.
Like you said, it might be a 9-6 game or some stupid shit like that just because we've seen it in the past. Like you said, you got to play Lockett. You got to put Lockett in, man.
I refuse.
Lockett in your pocket, man.
I will sort Aaron Jones and Willie Snead this week.
Good boy, have him. Like, you love Tyler Lockett. For 3 years, you've been
love
wanting to draft
Tyler Lockett.
And you just refuse. When he's finally doing something to start him, you just refuse.
And I've been using him as trade bait, and nobody believes in him.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like I do. So, I probably will start Tyler Lockett. I just can pray Sony Michel comes back. Practice last Saturday. We'll see what happens.
When it comes back down to it again.
Man.
Taylor, you let us know. How you feel about this game?
I know where I'm going.
First off, Dave, I don't know why you're not starting Aaron Jones.
I am starting Aaron Jones this week. I will put him in my lineup. I just hadn't done it yet.
Yeah, you got to get Aaron Jones in the lineup. I am worried about Saints players, not non-running back Saints players. I'm worried about that pass offense this week. The Rams acquisition of Dante Fowler, he's going to play. And they just started to use Sue and Donald right the last 2 weeks. I think Sue had 4 sacks last game.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be nasty. He's going to be absolutely nasty. I think Cup is going to be in slot. I don't know if Eli Apple's up to that task. Gronk has been a liability this whole season. I mean, it's tough. I think it's going to be a close one because I really don't believe in Doty's flexes.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, bro. Shut the fuck up. But at the end of the day, bro, I don't see it because for another week in a row, Doty just has
no flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better.
Okay, well, he doesn't have any flex, but
don't start this shit.
Man, bro.
I'm a man, bro?
Man, bro. You're a man, bro. I just don't see it, man. He has my start of the week. I'm not going to say who it is. Cooper Kupp's coming back against New Orleans. Mike T against New Orleans. If Rig doesn't play, Kerryon Johnson has a big week. Cousins at Detroit. You know, I got Cam at Tampa Bay. I'm going with Doty. You pick Doty?
No, I picked you, dummy.
Oh, do you pick Doty, Taylor?
Yes, I'm going Doty this week.
Okay.
It sounds nasty off the tongue.
All right, y'all were.
Yeah, it does.
Y'all are blowing my mind.
Doty just
here,
has the better matchups, man. Doty's stacked from top to bottom.
That's what I think about that, dude. Wow.
Even though he doesn't have any flexes, his starters will outweigh my flexes. Move on! We'll go to Hey Darnold. Hey Darnold. Against Catalina Wine Mixing. Number one against number four, maybe. I don't know. I lost.
Yeah.
All right. It's a pretty good matchup. The battle of the running backs, Kamara at the Rams and Gurley at the Saints. I know Gurley's being unstoppable, but the Saints hold one of the top run defenses, if not the best. What you got, Ben?
Personal opinion, if any, Dave and Taylor. If any or whatever, I don't know what y'all gonna pick, but how many touchdowns does Gurley score if he scores? Whatever. What are y'all calling for this game?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Taylor?
I'm gonna go one. This one's in New Orleans. The Saints know what this is. I think they play up to the Rams. Their run defense has been great. Listen, their run defense has been good. How many rushing touchdowns have they allowed?
I'm not sure, but I know they are a top.
We've been a top defense against the run. Now, Latavius had a little good bit of yard last week, but
we was number one against the run before last week, and Latavius ran pretty good on us. So I'd say top three right now against the run. But Gurley is another monster.
Another animal.
Yeah,
man.
Gurley is just the best. So,
but also, bro, you can look at the quarterbacks too. Do y'all think Deshaun keeps the rolling with this, or no? Now he's maybe feeling a little bit better. Taylor, Dave, what do y'all feel about Deshaun?
Go ahead, Taylor. Give you a take, and I'll take.
The line has been playing much better. Bullock got injured, but that doesn't take away from the line. And I think that Kiki QT can run Will Fuller's routes. They just traded for Demaryius Thomas. He's going to be on the field. I don't know how effective he is. That could mean that QT stays in his current world, which is fine. You know, that's on my score. We'll talk about that later. But I think Alvin Kamara has an incredibly huge week this week.
Yes.
I think he has a bigger week than Todd Gurley.
Yes.
I think Sean Payton is going to anticipate what that defensive line is going to be like, and I think he's going to adjust accordingly. And I think that adjustment is to get the ball out to Kamara in the flat.
In the space.
And
get in the space.
Let him do his work. I think that this is a Kamara week. I also love Stevens' flexes. I love Adrian Peterson this week. He continues to kill it.
It's Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's Atlanta. They had, they've been rotating middle linebacker ever since
Jones.
Uh,
Jones.
Yeah, ever since Jones went out, James White is unstoppable. He's going to be at Green Bay this week.
55 catches, man. Yeah, he had more. He had more catches than rushing attempts. He continued it.
Especially if Sony's out another week, James White's going to feed again.
But
go ahead, Taylor. Yeah, my bad. Just keep going.
But how do y'all feel about Mike Evans getting Fitz back?
I think it's good for Mike Evans. I think Mike Evans is a lot better with Fitz than he is with Jameis Winston. Winston tends to target his slot receiver like Humphreys and his tight ends. It's safe. And that's why I don't like Jameis Winston as a real quarterback, you know, like a NFL quarterback. He relies on the tight end and the slot receiver like a rookie does. It's safe.
He's never developed.
He's never been looking for DeSean Jackson, for Mike Evans deep down the field, where Fitzpatrick strives in. But, yeah, with Fitz in the game, I think Evans is going to have a good game. Juju of Baltimore, who knows, his division. Oh, man. I'm going to pick Steven.
I still can't believe y'all picked Oda to win. I'm still just looking at
him. I'm picking Steven this week. I think Deshaun Watson isn't going to have a game like he did last, not on the road in Denver, but they are rolling right now. They are fine. They have that thing going they did last year, that vibe going there was last year before Watson went out. They're starting to pick it back up again. Lamar Miller's running the ball good. The offensive line is a lot better. Man. I don't know how, but
they're figuring it out, man.
Yeah, they're figuring it out.
They said that last Thursday game they had for five games. I mean, they played, what, seven games now? They had a bye, I think.
Yeah.
Five of them they had different starting lineups for their offensive line. So maybe they finally found something, you know?
And I think they did. I don't see Watson having a huge game in Denver, but I see him having a good enough game.
I don't know, man.
I'm picking Steven, man. I think Steven's going to win this week. It's crazy to say. Foos been dominating all year, but I believe in –
It's good for the – I mean, I respect that, too. It's just, man, we're kind of sleeping on Phillip, bro. Rivers, bro. All he does, I mean, he's QB6 on the year. He hasn't thrown less than two touchdowns a game. I mean, Phillip Rivers is good.
He's very good. But he's not that. Go ahead, Taylor.
Seattle's defense has been good.
You're right.
Surprisingly.
Played well.
Yeah, surprisingly. Losing all those players, they have been not bad at all on defense.
Taylor, who you got?
I got C. I mean, you look at Bruce's Lexus. Matt Breida.
Breida and Funches.
He plays the whole game. And Devin Funches. Devin Moore, or whatever D Moore is,
DJ.
He has been the better receiver.
Yes.
He's been the best receiver on Carolina.
Yep. I believe it's McCaffrey, then Austin, then DJ Moore. I probably put DJ Moore over Austin, maybe. He's starting to heat up. And we knew what he was going to be when he got drafted. And he's starting
first
to show
receiver
it.
Off the board.
Yes, and he's starting to show it now. I think they're getting more involved with DJ Moore. I'm fading away from Funches. I pick Steven. Taylor pick Steven. What you got, man?
I want Foos. And that's just because I need Foos to win.
Well, that's okay.
Nah, not really. I mean, dude, you're right, bro. Steven does have good stuff. Looking for him, it's just Foos. I just got to go Foos because them players, man. Juju had a bad week last week.
Yeah.
You best believe the shakeback's coming. I mean, I know it's Baltimore and shit, but that's too good of an offense, bro. It'll be a good game.
Okay.
It's going to be close between them, but I'm going to go Foos.
Okay. Well, moving on. Arshad at
turn the page.
Rick. Mr. Find a Way to Lose, Find a Way to Win last week. Do you think he finds a way to win this week?
Nah, bro.
Great win last week, though.
Yeah.
As a, you know, New England defense, you know your defenses, like Johnny said. Yeah, good shit. Go ahead, Ben. What you take?
The biggest thing for Richard is Melvin healthy, man. That hamstring, that's something you hate to see. They talking about him should play, but, I mean, it's that's your backbone, Rick. That's your team right there, Melvin.
Yeah, you need Gordon. If Gordon doesn't play, then you're screwed.
You're looking for Los Angeles to cut up. You got Eckler. You got Mike Williams. He's in powder blue all the way right now. Jarvis, he's going to continue to get the catches, the targets, I mean. But will he produce? I mean, Cleveland's a scary situation. Like me and Dave talked about the firing of the coaches, Taylor. What's your input on Cleveland's situation since you wasn't on last night's episode?
Listen, I think that Cleveland's making the right decision at the right time. They have the talent to attract a long-term coach. Hopefully it's somebody young. Hopefully it's not somebody like Mike McCarthy or
Jeff Fisher.
You know, like, you hope it's somebody young.
I've seen today that Pete Carmichael is maybe looking at that job. Saints offensive coordinator, but go ahead, Taylor.
He's been with us for a long time.
He's looking at that job. He might be a leading candidate next year, but that's time to come. What about now? What'd you think, Tay?
What about the Cleveland situation? Yes.
The rest of the year.
Oh, I mean, they could be much improved. I think with that talent that they could be good. Like, if the right plays are called at the right times
How good can they be with Greg Williams being the head coach?
It's not about Greg Williams. It's about your offensive coordinator.
Yeah. As
Freddie whipping in the kitchen.
Freddie Kitchen,
in the kitchen whipping.
Like we talked about earlier, he comes from underneath a bunch of great coaches. So who knows? Give the guy a chance. He might look at what he got and simplify it down to where they excel to a higher level.
Yeah. Once again, I like the Browns, man. Like, I watch Hard Knocks. I love them.
They're full of talent.
You're right. They're good. Their defense is really great.
Defense isn't going to slow down. Greg Williams, the coach, they're going to keep going. But offense, you can't go nowhere.
I just don't like Greg Williams. Y'all know that. I'm still sore because he's a rat nest, ratatouille bitch. Anyway, let's get back to the matchup,
Let's get back to the matchup.
Breeze versus Goff.
That's what I wanted to get to. Straight up, right now, if you had Goff and Breeze on your lineup, say you own a team, who do you go with?
Goff.
Ben, who do you go with?
True.
No.
Just because, do you really think that the Saints establish a steady run game?
They don't, the short game to Kamara, yes, if he takes a short pass.
That's yours. That's yours, boss.
He's going to have two touchdowns, 250 yards. Like, he's not going to be able to go deep and rack up those yards. Like, minus Kamara breaking out, the Saints' best chance is to dink and dunk, eat up the clock, and march the ball down the field. That means low yardage for Breeze and get them close enough to where they run it in.
Breeze thrives in the dome. They can have all the front four they want and these pass rushers and shit. We got one of the best offensive lines in the fucking league. And Breeze thrives in the dome. He will, but I'm telling you, man, them corners can't hold our receivers. They're going to burn them for one. Traquan going to get him one. Shit, Mike T might even step it up. It's good. I just see it.
I 100% agree with Taylor. The way we win, we run the ball, we dink and dunk, we control the clock. We don't keep putting the ball in the Rams' hand. But that's NFL. Fantasy-wise, that's going to hurt Breeze. Goff is going to throw it. He has the weapons. He's going to throw it more. If I had the lineup, I'd pick Goff. So I pick Goff in this lineup.
We'll see who has more points.
Rick needs Melvin Gordon to play, period, to have a chance. Other than that, Arshad wins, no doubt in my mind. Ben, what's your take?
Kareem with Cleveland. I mean,
it's who Julio knows? At Washington. It's Cooks at New Orleans.
Julio got Josh Norman. Man, Cooks, do you think he got a revenge game?
No. Revenge game last year, and he didn't do much.
You're right.
The revenge game. But
he's in a different type situation.
But Rams are just...
He's paid now.
They're not that type of offense. The Rams are going to feed everybody to equal amount. You have to do something special to get that big play.
At the end of the day, I'm going to go Shods, to be honest with you.
Okay, I got one more question, but Taylor, who you got?
I got Shaz.
Okay, we all agree with that. One more. If y'all don't care, if y'all want to bet, whatever. Not bet like money.
Right here that y'all went Breeze over Goff.
Yeah, we went Breeze over Goff. Yeah. But just one more. Marvin Jones with Golden Tate gone. Marvin Jones or Brandon Cooks in New Orleans?
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones or Brandon Cooks?
I'd probably go Jones in this matchup. Just because I feel that Detroit might have to throw the ball because Minnesota can score. I mean, it's division the first time they play, but
that it's
Minnesota. But Minnesota might put up some points. I mean, and I think the Lions might. I don't know.
And the Rams because
the
Rams
are the same.
Yeah, I'm saying so. It's similar. It's a close situation by the same range of quarter running wide receiver level tier wise, but with Golden Tate gone. Who do you pick? If it was just your lineup, you had to start one. Who you start? Just curious.
I'm going Cooks.
Yeah, bro. Trevor says Cooks the same.
Okay. All right. Well, I pick Marvin Jones because there's less options in Detroit, but I respect y'all's decision.
Yeah.
All right.
The reason I'm going Cooks is because Detroit has been making a concerted effort to run the ball.
Well, yeah, but yeah, they only went 8 for 22 last week.
Yeah, they're going to have to put up. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Okay. Babe-a-day. It's the Babe-o.
Hated it.
What's up?
You good.
I said Babe-o. Tayfo.
Yeah, I know. You good.
Hey, Tay.
No, I had a swap.
Oh, yeah, we doing that? You told me 5 and 6. The last one, Sarah and
No, I said it backwards then.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways.
You're a big dummy.
I told you Taylor was the last one I had.
No, you actually told me that.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
Hated it. Base for days against fucking cuties with my homies.
Ooh.
Taylor, you have the floor, buddy.
I'm definitely picking myself. She has Will Fuller that's out. We get the first injury report tomorrow. We see if Tyreek Hill has practiced at all.
Yeah.
If Tyreek Hill sit, that's game. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. You got Patrick Mahomes at Cleveland. Doesn't matter. Mahomes probably threw 4 or 5 touchdowns. Lindsey sealed the lone running back.
Edelman. Yeah.
Woods in New Orleans. Kelsey's gonna eat with Mahomes. Carson's still eating.
300 rushing yards.
Tariq Cohen is sneaking up as an RB1 this year. If he's in it right now.
Tariq Cohen could have a James White game like this past week.
But I'll pick. Okay. Real fast. I'm not gonna make it. We ain't gonna make it long. Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen, this week at Buffalo with Nathan Peterman as quarterback.
Yeah. But I mean, who
you got? If you had to pick right now, you have both of me. You had to start one. Jordan Howard, Tariq Cohen.
Cohen.
Okay, Taylor.
You know, I think that this week could set up for Jordan Howard week, but the Bears lost Kyle Long for I believe a month.
Yep.
And that's gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt. Jordan Howard already. And Mitch Trubisky just looks better. Like, I know game script is going to be leaning towards them wanting to run the ball, but he just looks better with Cohen in the game. And, you know, last week, I have to go Cohen.
I'm picking Cohen, but mark my words, Buffalo will beat Chicago this week. It won't be a high-scoring game. It's going to be a very low-scoring game. But Buffalo will beat Chicago. Write it down. But anyway, back to the matchup. Yeah, Taylor, your stats. It's a Tyreek Hill.
Saquon and fucking.
Yeah, Saquon's out.
Fuller right there.
Yeah, Saquon's out. Fuller's gone for the year. And you don't know if Tyreek Hill's going to play. If he does play, he's not 100%. Baze, look, you've seen better days, Baze. But your days is.
Marked.
Blaze. I'm just trying to keep rhyme. I'm just trying to go with the word today. Tenacious D. The pick of destiny. Yeah. Blaze, y'all getting that ass.
Whoa!
I'm going to call my annual ass whoa-haw of the week. And Blaze, you will lose by at least 30 points this week. Mark it down in the books. On to the last matchup. Yeah, there let me smiles against. If you ain't first, Your last.
No, it's formerly known as bitch.
Yeah.
It's just bitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure his wife's gonna, his fiance's gonna dominate him in a matchup like she dominates him in real life. But,
he'll probably blow this game like he blows dicks on the corner for beer money. Fuck you, Trey. You just shit on all of us tonight.
And you have a bunch of people out, so yeah.
Yeah, you fucking suck.
you suck regardless. You can have your whole starting lineup. You still
Taylor lose. Ford.
Yes.
Monday night in Dallas. Amore. That's Amore.
That's Amore. Like the sprinkle in your eye. Like a lost pizza pie. It's Amore.
What does Amore
it's Amore.
Do in his debut with Dallas?
Like a
I want a solid stat line.
He's 2 for 36. 2 for 36. Call it. Write it down.
3 for 56. Oh, at the max.
He's getting a catch for 20 yards over me. I say 2 for 36.
2 for 36, 3 for 56.
Okay. All right. All okay.
Right. I like that.
What you got, Ben?
I'm going to go with, wish I could do 2.5. But I'm going to go 4 for 47.
Nice.
They brought him in. They're gonna want to get him involved. It's a prime time game. They've had a bye week. They had 2 weeks almost to practice with him. They're gonna try. Now I'm not saying it's gonna be good, but I mean 4 catches for a couple 10 yards maybe. That's just being wishful for him. I mean,
I'm interested to see where he lines up. The coaching staff was talking about putting him on the outside.
Yes.
He hasn't been good on the outside. You're right. Maybe he'll be good with that. But if they stick him in the slot and they put Gallup on the outside, Gallup's been coming on lately, you know.
You could have something going.
That's the key to success. You could have something going. But I honestly believe with the Cowboys coaching staff, Amari Cooper will be on the outside. And I believe Cole Beasley is going to benefit from this, and you will be able to play Cole Beasley week in and week out.
Oh, yes. I thought about that too, yeah.
I love Michael Gallup. I think he should be on the outside. I think Cooper excels in the slot. You put Cooper in the slot, you get success. It's easy. It's common sense, but this is the Cowboys' offensive coaching staff. I don't have faith in them, and I see Amari Cooper on the outside. I see Gallup and Hearn sharing on the outside, and I see Beasley feeding on the inside still. It's gross to say, but I see Beasley still as the only dependable receiver. Even though I love Michael Gallup. Gallup's making plays. I love Michael Gallup, but I don't trust Dak enough.
Thing is that the Cowboys are in 12 personnel most of the time. They have a tight end block, and they have 2 wide receivers. So if they're going to be in 2 wide receiver sets most of the time, it's probably going to be Gallup and Amari Cooper on either side. And when they choose to go to 3 wide receiver sets, then just slot Beasley in. You know, so that's the thing. That's the thing is, if the game script goes the way they want, then it's just going to be 2 of them on the field. I think that's Gallup and Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
I'm just interested to see what he does with it. We've never seen him with anybody else but Derek Carr and the Raiders. I don't know if he played with any other QBs, but I'm just interested to see how good Amari Cooper
Matt
is.
Matt McGloin.
Yeah, he can't make it. You know?
Hey, man, his first 2 years, he had over 1,000 yards receiving. He played the outside. I'm almost positive. Don't mark me on that.
Yeah, he did.
I remember watching him catch a bunch of catches on the sideline from the outside.
Oh, yeah. His rookie and sophomore year.
He had over 1,000 yards in sophomore year. And then he went to shit, but he can play it. He just excels in the slot. Like any other receiver in the slot. If they would have kept Dez and put him in the slot, Dez would be a top option this year.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
regardless, though, we're talking about irrelevant shit because it's Cooper. But I love Zeke against Tennessee. They give up 112 on the ground. Thielen, man, Thielen's just stealing. He's on pace for 192 targets. That's retarded. 1,800 yards plus 12 plus touchdowns. Kittle versus Oakland. I mean, Kittle's been pretty solid, so. And you got, does Chris Thomas play against Atlanta, though? And she got Golden Tate, they got the double bye bite. Yep. And she also had Amari Cooper, they got the double bye bite. So, yep. But at the same time, Trey, you just suck.
Yeah, I'm picking Trey.
You going Trey?
I think Jordan Howard has a big game in Buffalo. James Conner is going to excel in Baltimore.
Yeah.
My receiver of the week, which we'll get to in a minute, is Sammy Watkins with Tyreek Hill. I'm picking Trey.
All right, and I'm going to actually go Sarah.
What you got, Taylor?
This is nasty because they both don't have enough players to cover. They're both going to have to go to waivers. If it's time
I know.
Who does Sarah have? You can't start Amari Cooper this week. Like, you really just can't.
She will start Amari Cooper. But Trey has the number one waiver wire pickup. Or if not number one, number two. I'm not sure. I think I read it earlier. Yeah,
you
Trey
got
is.
One, bro.
Yeah.
Don't you talk like that. You got one.
Yeah, Trey will get the pickups he needs. I'm picking Trey.
I'm going Sarah. I'm going to go Sarah because I like Thielen and I like Trubisky.
Yes,
no,
sir.
I don't like Trubisky.
Well, y'all
I don't like Trubisky.
Suck it next week. Buffalo will beat Chicago. And I have Chicago's defense. I'm going to take that lick this week. Buffalo's going to beat them like 12-9. Trubisky ain't going to do shit. Mark my words. Believe in me, people. Y'all keep ignoring me. Y'all going to see.
Don't
all right.
stop believing.
I lost it. Okay, it's time for your snick and snots. Taylor, I didn't get to go over it with you before the show, so I hope we don't have the same. If not, I will omit mine. So I'll let you go first. Taylor, your quarterback of the week. What you got?
My sneaky snake quarterback pick for the week is Deshaun Watson against Denver. I think Deshaun Watson keeps it rolling. I think that offensive line wins out. I think he has a 3-touchdown game.
Yeah, okay. Not bad. Okay. I'm going to have to roll with the pretty little Carr, Derek Carr. That's who's my sticky start. Against San Francisco, it's bad. I mean, they're hurt. Even Foster's hurt. Tart's hurt. Their safety. Beat Hard's hurt.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. That's why I feel like yours isn't going to excel.
So, Doug Martin's going to have a 100-something rushing
yes,
target?
Yes, he might. This is Doug Martin's game. Crap. I am picking. Nope, you know what? I got two.
Well, so you got two sneaky quarterbacks, right?
My original pick was C.J. Beathard or Beat Hard, a.k.a. Beat Hard.
Okay, so you're going to pick Mullins as backup?
No. Oh. Beat Hard's hurt. He got a wrist injury. If he plays, he will cut up this week against Oakland. They might even beat Oakland this week. But, you're looking at me stupid,
no,
bitch.
No, that's because you just constantly go.
No, yeah, but I
who
mean, if he's not playing, but that's what I'm saying. If he's not playing, then Derek Carr won't have to throw that much because Beat Hard ain't going to be playing.
Who's
that's why
second?
I wanted to talk right now.
Who's your second?
My second, what I'm going with, because in case Beat Hard don't play, is Alex Smith at Atlanta. Well, not Atlanta, versus Atlanta.
They got the score, boss. They got a good defense. But
Alex Smith has not had a big game this year, but Atlanta has no defense. I see him making the plays, especially if Atlanta goes up. I don't think he'd have to, but if Atlanta goes up, I see Alex Smith playing. I'm talking about sneaky snots. I'm not talking about something you want to play, but I'm talking about something that you should have played. Beat Hard, if he plays, Ben, I swear to God, Beat Hard plays, he is going to outscore Derek Carr. I will bet a keg stand against that. I'll shotgun a fucking 24 rounds. If he plays and does not score Carr.
Okay, let's see. Okay.
You want to bet it?
He's probably not going to play, bro.
Let's bet.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you scared, bitch.
Wait,
go
your shotgun
take
a what?
Take a bet. A 24 ounce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
scared,
I'm
bitch.
Scared. I'm in the bushes, buddy.
Take your pick, boy. Take your pick, boy. Me and Drake over here, boy.
I did pick my pick, so. Taylor,
pick
what you got in there?
Pick your running back, boy. Taylor, you alive?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, baby.
Pick your running back.
Running back for the week is going to be Kerryon Johnson. I think Detroit wants to run the ball. I think they traded away a wide receiver. You know, I think that's what they want to go to. It's a run-heavy team. When you have a defensive-minded coach, you tend to see that.
Tennessee, hey, good pick. What you got, Ben?
The crow. Crowell, man.
Wow.
It's a sneaky one against Miami, buddy.
Did you just look at your list like, I'm going to pick the worst running back to pick?
No, because I could have sworn a while ago you was upset because I picked him because that was yours. So.
Wow, what a way to lie on there.
Okay.
That's your pick?
Yeah, that's my pick.
Well, I'm going to pick a top 8 running back that nobody expects, but this man is going to be happy.
Kyle just gets
Duke Johnson.
Oh, DJ.
Not the reason, but one of the main reasons you and Haley got fired because they didn't know how to utilize Duke Johnson.
The weapons they
have? Exactly, which is Duke Johnson. You don't know how to utilize one of your best playmakers on the field, and you get him just like, what, 5 touches, if that? Oh, but there's a new coach staff who just seen their peers get fired, so guess what? Guess who's about to get a whole bunch of touches this game? Against that Kansas City defense.
Duke Johnson.
Oh, you are correct. Vanna White, spin the letters. Let him know he got it right. Alex Trebek, who is Duke Johnson? For 100. Yes, Duke Johnson would dominate this week. Put it down. Ben, what you got for your receiver?
I did this just for fun. Amari Cooper.
It's a week in your high, like a hot old piece of pie. It's Amari.
No. I just thought it'd be funny. But yeah, I'm just going to go with him just because I kind of ran out of juice on wanting to pick these. So yeah.
Wow. Cooper. He's like, wow.
Watch Cooper.
2 for 36.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Taylor. What you got?
Tyler Lockett.
Oh, don't make me start him. I want to start him now. I'm going to start him. Go ahead. I want to hear your explanation.
Listen, I think that Tyler Lockett is somebody who Seattle can't afford not. Like, you can't not go to him. Because Doug Baldwin, like I said on the show weeks ago, he is not right. He said he wouldn't be right.
He's not healthy.
Season.
Yeah, he's not. You can tell. He's just not healthy.
He's not. And you know what I mean? Somebody's got to take those targets. They've done a good job of spreading it around. They've done a good job of running the ball. So they've been able to mask it. But I think Tyler Lockett, I think he's due for a 2-touchdown, like, huge game.
Huge game. Do you have any threat from David Moore?
David Moore has to catch passes, but if Doug Baldwin's gonna go 4 for 41 on some low value targets and Tyler Lockett is getting really high value targets, if he gets 8 targets a game, that's, you know, and he catches 6 of them, that's 2 touchdowns. I like the targets that Tyler Lockett gets. I really do.
All right.
Well, I will be throwing Tyler Lockett. And Taylor, I swear to God, if Tyler Lockett costs me a win, I'm going to calm down. I'm not going to take it crazy. I'm going to tell my boss I need a week off. I'm going to fly to Colorado. I'm going to set your house on fire. Then I'm going to fly back. So, okay.
We're going to Blackhawks.
All right. We're going to wide receivers. I'm picking. Who else? Sammy Watkins. Hey, man. Tyreek Hill has a groin injury. Oh, Kelsey's going to feed, but Kelsey always feeds. Kelsey always does his thing, no matter what. Sammy Watkins had a great game last week. Once Tyreek got a little uncomfortable, he will do it again. Sammy Watkins will dominate this week. And I'm going to go ahead with my tight end of the week. I don't give a fuck what y'all got. He got a big old goose egg last week. He disappointed a bunch of people, including myself in one league.
Njoku.
I am picking David Njoku at the Kansas City Chiefs. Huh?
That was mine.
Oh, I'll pick another one. Go ahead. Make your statement. I'll pick another one right now. I'll pick one. I'll pull one up out the ass. Go ahead. Pick one.
So the reason I wanted David Njoku this week is because last week he had almost touchdown. He almost put up stats. You know, it was just a down week for Cleveland.
It was. It was.
You know, they're playing a team where they're going to have to put up points. I think they're going to be in scoring situations. I think the team is going to be fine. David Njoku. I'll pick another one too, Dave. I'll pick another one too.
Oh, y'all getting bonuses, people. Y'all getting multiple picks. Y'all be thankful. Come on, y'all drop them with each one more.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. He didn't do nothing last night. He didn't. He didn't do anything last night. Charles Clay. Charles Clay didn't do shit last night. But I'm not picking Charles Clay.
That's right.
Green Bay is playing New England this week.
Uh-huh.
I am picking Jimmy Graham.
Ooh, where you at, Jimmy?
Charles Clay had opportunities, a few opportunities to make a play. But I am picking Jimmy Graham to make those plays this week. He got Devontae Adams, he got Geronimo, he got Cobb back. But Bill Belichick ain't stupid. He ain't stupid. He's going to focus on Devontae Adams. He's not really much worried about Geronimo and all them. But Jimmy Graham will get at least. No. Jimmy Graham, one touchdown guaranteed this week. One touchdown. And, I mean, let's be real. One touchdown from your tight end, one catch, one touchdown. You set for the week. That's what you want out your tight end, the way it is this year. So I'll pick Jimmy Graham.
All right.
I'm about to dig again, though, and find another sleeper since Taylor's looking. But go ahead. What's yours, Ben?
Well, goddamn. I'm just going to let every tight end know this week, baby. Where
he at?
Jordan Reed. 12 targets last week. I think he might finally start coming along. They're going to have to throw it with Atlanta, I feel, because their defense is good, but I don't know if they can contain Atlanta right now. It's just Matt Ryan got so many weapons.
They got so many weapons.
I'm about to go with Jordan Reed. So,
I picked Alex Smith for my quarterback, so I believe in that.
Right, there you go. Stack him. Taylor, who's your second tight end?
I'm going to have to go with Mr. Rob Gronkowski. I think that this is going to be a week where he gets you a touchdown and you know, just over 100 yards. I think it's not an explosive week, but I think that you feel good about him this week.
Okay. David, well, you want to go for three or what?
I'm gonna pick another tight end. And it's not a sneaky one. I think George Kittle will be the number one tight end this week. Write it down.
There's a Skittle in my Kittle.
Oh, Kittles and Bits.
Kittles and Bits.
All righty, well, goddamn, we've been bullshitting. I've been, I can go all night. We can just name
players. We can talk that shit.
Yeah, man, I can't wait till next year when we expand where I can just go matchup to matchup.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't like going team to team. I just like going matchup to matchup. Who's the fantasy option on these teams? But, unfortunately, we are Tiger League this year, so yeah. It's strictly Tiger League.
We do this
goddamn. I do this for y'all. That's it. We can go 2 hours on the show, but we do this for y'all. We can go 4 shows a week, but we do this for y'all. So y'all keep listening. Y'all keep applauding. Y'all keep on cheering us on. Taylor Ford, any last thoughts?
I'm going to say that before you change the rules, win. That's it. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Win, baby, win.
Yeah.
I don't know that
means. Let's win.
But, cool.
Like,
roll, win, baby, win.
Mm-hmm.
What we got?
Where's
my bass guitar? I sing it all night.
That's it, man. Happy Halloween.
Woo-hoo.
Everybody. Hope y'all enjoyed and had a good Halloween.
Surprise!
It's Halloween.
Halloween! Scare!
Taylor, good to have you back, bro. Have a good one, man.
You too. You too.
Boo. Okay. All right. I give up. Yeah. Speaking for Billy Boo with Taylor Ford, I am Super Duper Diggity Dave Swallow, and this is Being David Taylor Tiger. This is the podcast, and you are listening. Everybody, watch the games. Reek, just slave over the waiver wire. Improve your teams. Train to get better. Improve your chances of winning the Tiger League Championship of the World. I am Dave, and this is Tiger Talk. Fuck you, Dota. Bye.